Waterford 11 points, Galway 9 points. Waterford retained their Division 1 status for 2025, courtesy of a 2-point victory over Galway in this game played at Duggan Park earlier today. On a windy afternoon, Galway played with the aid of the breeze in the first half and led at half-time by 2 points, 7 points to 5. But a strong second half performance from the Dacia saw them outscore Galway by 5 points to 2 and crucially get the second win in this league. Galway's scores in the first half were Shauna Hines after 4 minutes, and then they had 4 unanswered scores from Emma Reedy, Shauna Hines, Roisin Leonard and Leanne Cohn to lead by 5 points to 2 after 17 minutes. Waterford hit back with points of their own before Olivia Dively and Emma Reedy had her second point to leave Galway 7-4 ahead, before Kate Murray got the last score of the game for the visitors to leave Galway 2 points ahead with a big second half to come. Waterford started the second half with a point by Katie Murray to leave it at 7-6, but Roisin Leonard's second free on 40 minutes saw Galway go into a 2-point advantage again, leading by 8 points to 6. But crucially, the next 5 scores would come from the visiting side, and Waterford went into 11 points to 8 lead to lead by 2 points with time heading towards full time. Roisin Leonard did get an injury time free for Galway to leave it at 11-9, and despite 8 second half injury time minutes, Galway couldn't find the crucial goal that would have saved their status for 2025. It was disappointing for Galway to lose out to Waterford when they will now play their football in Division 2 next year alongside Cork, who are also relegated. But for now, the league is over for Galway and Waterford, and both sides will concentrate on their provincial championships, which begin in a few weeks' time. The final score again from the Lidl National Football League game played at Duggan Park in Ballinasloe. It finished Waterford 11 points, Galway 9 points. Reporting for Galway BFM Sport, I'm Tommy Devan.